his friends, this year should be a special Sus for Rabbi Moravi Morasi Shiyichyu, and for Simcha ben Echegitel. In Tosis, in Ksubis in Afid Beis Amid Beis, there is a stira that is presented between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. In our sugi holds Bar Avishem and Bar Yadif. In Bava Kama, at the beginning of Perek HaPara, he holds that even if the Nizik says Bari and the Mazik says Shema, the Mazik wins because Amotzeh Mechavero Olaver Aya. So which one is it, Bar Yadif or Amotzeh Mechavero Olaver Aya? Mavur Midivrei Atosis, that they hold that by Knas we also theoretically say Bari Adif, because there we're talking about a case of Palga Nizka, the Chiyuv of half Nezek, and thus is a Knas. And even there is Shayich Adin of Bari Adif. Even there you have a case possibly of Bari Katosis, is assuming that you should have Bari Adif there. And they ask, why not? You see, even by Knas, Bari Adif works. And yet, Kimt for a Shayla, Frek Vachaim Shmorena, Rav Chaim Shmolevet, Tzech Hatzadik Livracha. If this is the case, how do you have a case of Moda B'Knas Pater when the Toveya is giving a Tainas Bari? Hey, Nom Nam, it's true that you can't be Mechayev the person Mekoyach Hoda also when he admits to the Knas. He's Pater. You can't be Mechayev Maltzis Hoda, but Dal Hoda also Meyacha. Even without, forget about the Hoda. Let him be Mischayev Midin Bari Adif. The other guy's a Bari. If the Toveh is a Bari, let the other guy win out Bari. Because this person's saying that that his Moedib Knas is no less than a Shema. Just like Bari Vishema Bari Adif. So to Bari Umode Bari Adif. So if he's Mode, where do you have a case of Moda B'Knas Pater of the Toveas Tovea Tainas Bari? We should say he's Pater. We should be Mechayev him because the Toveas is a Bari. Now, the Divrei Ravin Bava Kama and Ayin Heom and Aleph Worlds Moda B'Knas Vakach Boedim Pater. Even though you could be Mechayev him, Al Piedim and Evlevs, he's already Pater because of his Hoda. It's not Shver at all because Fakert. The Hoda is effective to be Mechadish Adin Ptur of Moda B'Knas. And therefore, you're not choishesh to be mechayev him al tzbari adif, because he's modu b'knas. Modu b'knas is vachach bo edim. So, once he's modu b'knas, even if the edim come afterwards, he's going to be putter. Why is he going to be putter? Because the modu b'knas is so powerful that the edim don't interest us. Modu b'knas is putter. So that's the hoda. So then we're not choshesh that you could be mechayev midin bari adif, because the modu b'knas beats the aid and beats the bari, and he's pater. Aval adavar kasha l'Shmuel, who holds the modu b'knas gachach bo edim chayov, meaning the hodah doesn't pater him. He's just not mishalim al piatzmo. Okay, he's not mishalim al piatzmo, but let him be mischayev mishim tainas bari shel atoveya. Just like Achach Boedim, they're going to be Mechayiv him. Let him also be Mischayiv, because the Tainus Bari of the Toveah. V'af lididon, that we paskin like Rav, that Moedib Knas. We still have a kasha. You want to say that according to Rav we're beseder, because the reason the Moda B'Knas is pater is because not only does he beat the Edim afterwards, that paters him, his Hodah, but he also beats the Tainas Bari. But even according to Rav, there are instances where he's not Niftar B'Hodah. So look there in Ayin Hei Amid Aleph, for example. One example would be Hodah Chutz LeBeisdin, he's not pater B'Hodah. So so in such a case, where the Toveya is a Bari, he should be Mischayev if the Hodah doesn't let him off the hook. So why isn't he Mischayev out to the Tainas Bari? So heinom nam shein hit ne'amanut lohodat baal din l'chayev knas. See, right, his hodah is not mechayev him a knas. And he was chutz l'beis din, according to Rav. So it doesn't pater him. So what should we do with this guy? We should be mechayev him out's tainus bari shel kenegdo. The other guy's tainus bari. Bari v'shem bari odiv. So that's our kasha. Our kasha is, how do you have a case of modu kenas pater? Let the toveh, who's toveh tainus bari, let him win. Umotu mishmei shel amaril diskin she'amad bazeh. Ubeemes, even in a case where the Hodah paters him, it's also shver. Because we can say that we find that Hodah paters is only when first he was Moide, and then the Edim came. So then b'shas Hodah, we couldn't be Mechayivim al piatzmo. Because you're not Mechayiv a person, Knas al piatzmo. And there we were mechadesh in the Gemara that not only is he not mischayev al tzis hodah, he's potter because of his hodah. And even if Edom come afterwards, he's not going to be mischayev. It's a shtarka hodah. It's good. It's good to admit things. Moda b'knas potter. I like that. But here, that b'shas hodah gufa, you can be mechayev him idin bari odif because he goes to Beis Din. One guy says, you owe me a knas, and he's moida. So since they're coming at the same time, yesh makom ladon, that the Beis Din should be mechayev him, and the hodah doesn't pater him. It's only when his hodah predates the Edim or the Bari, then pater him. When they come at the same time, who's to say that he's pater? Let him be chayev al tainus Bari. Ulechora, matzano shebesfara zo nechleku Rashi v'tosvot. Yesh tosvot bebava kama b'taf memalaf amud bet. Dibur matchil al pi. They bring Rashi, who writes that killing someone's shor is chayiv misa, has a din knas, and there's a ptur of moda b'knas, and therefore the shor is not nerag al pi abaylim, because moda b'knas poter. Tosis is tamean Rashi from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. One guy comes with a friend, and he says that Ploni committed an act of bestiality with my axe. They actually kill the guy's axe because ain't them carvates on the lona. We believe him. As Tos San Rashi ma bekach yipater mitam moda b'knas. He's moda b'knas. He's moda that ashur is chayv misa. So he should be pater. So how's Rashi going to answer that? Rashi says, Moda b'knas is potter, so how can we kill the ox? Menira b'das Rashi, that since he has ne'amonis on his shor, mitores edus, the hodah doesn't potter him. Because it's like the Edim came and then he was Moda, where he's not potter. You know the Edim didn't come first. Nevertheless, since they came simultaneously with the hodah, we can be mechayiv and mitores edus. And that's enough to be mafkia the ptur of moda b'knas. And when the Edim come together with the hodah doesn't patter. So that's how Rashi's going to learn. Rashi's going to learn that the reason a person's believed when he says plenty rabba shori, and their mitzvah, he's mitzvah for someone else to kill the shor, even though he's moda b'knas, it's because together with the knas they were Edim. And therefore he's chayiv. Because the Edim are mafkia the hodah b'knas, the ptur of hodah b'knas. Or that's what the Panami Iros means in Zvachim Ayin Aleph, when he's Miyashiv Rashi, just in case you were wondering. Tosfos, who asked on Rashi, we have to say that they hold that dafka, if the Eidim were made first, then a Hodah can't patter him. But when the Hodah comes together with the Eidus, then the Hodah patters him. And therefore they asked, according to you, Rashi, that Harigas Shor has a din knas. Why, if Ploni Rava Shori, who vacher mitzdar from the Hargo? Why would that be? You hold Modeh b'knas, this is a knas, and Modeh b'knas is putter. And Tos is learning that if they came at the same time, Modeh b'knas is also putter. Only when the Edim came first, Modeh b'knas is in putter. When the Edim came together with the Modeh, putter. V'nimtza l'fizeh. That our Shaila is Talu in a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We had asked earlier that even b'ofen that the Hodah patters him, maybe the Hodah only patters him when he's modeh before the Edim came. But if he's modeh with the Edim, then he should be chayiv. So the Das Rashi, since b'shas hodah gufa you could be mechayev him mitzad bari adif. So if you take this now to the case of, here we're talking about Eidim, but the same thing with the bari adif. Let's say the bari adif comes together with the hodah. So according to Rashi, when they come together, the Edim are mafkia the Hodah, the Ptur of Modeh B'Knas. So when he comes together with the Bari guy, that is going to be mafkia his Ptur of Modeh B'Knas. We should be mechayivim mitzad Bari Adif. The Hodah shouldn't patter him. But according to Tosfos, who says that if he's coming at the same time with the Hodah, like we have the case in Sanhedrin, Ploni Rav Shori, Tosfos is learning that he should be Pater, even though, yes, he's coming and he's being made, but he's also, there's also a Knas case, so he's Modeh B'Knas, and when the Eidus and the Hodah B'Knas come at the same time, he's Pater, the Hodah B'Knas wins. He's Pater. So too, according to Tosfos, if the Bari comes together with the Shema, if the Bari, excuse me, comes together with the Hodah, so the Hodah is going to win. He's going to be Pater. Even though at that time you should be mechayiv him al bari adif, but since at the same time there was a hodah, the hodah wins. But l'das Rashi, no. L'das Rashi, the edus wins, the bari wins. So we should be mechayiv him al bari adif. So it's back to our original question. What do we say? We say, what's the what would be the case of Modeh B'Knas Pater? If the Toveh is a Bari. The Toveh is a Bari, the Bari should beat the Modeh B'Knas. not according to Tosfos in Bava Kamma, but according to Rashi in Bava Kamma, they come at the same time. The Bari beats the Moda B'Knas, just like there the Eidos beats the Moda B'Knas. Maybe one can argue back, and we're Jews. Jews like arguing. It's in our Talmudic blood, in our Talmudic DNA. And even the Das Rashi, in a place where it's Misbara Lebezin Mitzad Acher Yachad Im Hoda, the Hoda will patter him. Which means the Dafka in that case where the Eidim and the Hodah came together, there Rashi holds Shebim Makom Eidim, the Hodah doesn't patter him, because the Hodah is not a Hodah. The Eidim win. The Maisa was Mizbar Al Yedei HaEidim Velo Al Yedei HaHodah, and therefore it's not included in Hodah in the Ptur of Moda B'Knas. Because it was Mizbar Al Yedei Eidim. So the Eidim beat the Moda B'Knas, and he has to pay. But Benidon Didan, that is Chiyuv isn't Mikoach Eidus. It's Mishum Dina de Bari Adif. When it comes to Eidus against the Hodah, the Eidus wins. When it comes to Bari against the Hodah, maybe the Hodah wins. Eidus is stronger than a Bari. So Eidus cancels out the Hodah. Maybe the Bari doesn't. And Memela, the Hodah patters him. And therefore he's not going to be Mischayev Midin Bari Adif. So you can argue that according to Rashi, that's how you have the case of Moda B'Knas Pater. But that's when you actually have a Moda B'Knas that's Pater. What about the cases like Adal Ladash Shmuel? The Adal doesn't Pater him. Not Machayev him, but it doesn't Pater him. Because Moda B'Knas, Rachar Bo Eidim, Chayev. So the Hodah doesn't patter him, so he should be chayev al tzedabari. Or ladas rab in those instances where the Hodah isn't pattering him. If the Hodah is ineffective, like we see in Bava Kamma, Ayin Hei, if the Hodah is ineffective, then the Hodah B'Knas isn't pattering him. So let him be chayav al tzedin of Bari V'Shem or Bari Adif. So that's the question that we have to deal with. This is a serious issue. So B'Siyata D'Shmaya B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'm very much hoping that in the next year we will tackle this. B'Simcho B'Tuv Levav Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.